新年就应该长大一年，系咪？ We should all get older and grow wiser in the new year, right? 所以未到新年咧，今日我哋呢个经文咧，同新年好有关系。 And even though it's not Chinese New Year yet, this passage has a lot to do with, it can fit very well with Chinese New Year. 所以我们在几个星期我们都在看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第三章。 We've been looking at 1 Thessalonians for the last couple of weeks. 今天我们看第8节至13节。 So this morning we'll be in verse 8 to 13. 新年期间希望是长大一岁，亦都可以是智慧长进，系咪？ So in Chinese New Year, we all want to get older and we hope that we get wiser. 但是我们都需要就在我们属灵生命是长大。 But we also need to grow in our spiritual life. 所以帮助我们属灵生命长大呢，就有圣经的教导。 And so what can help us grow in spiritual life is the Word of God. 今天我们要看这个帮属灵生命成长的祝福。 And so this morning we're going to look at blessings to help you grow spiritually. 大家想得到福气，是吧？ Everybody wants to be blessed. 我们在属灵生命长大，也是好事。 And the growing of spiritual life is also good. 所以在这个第8节至13节，圣经是这样讲。 So we'll read from verse 8 to 13. 你们若靠主站立得稳，我们就活了。我们在神面前，因着你们甚是喜乐，为这一切喜乐，可用何等的感谢为你们报答神呢？我们昼夜切切的祈求，要见你们的面，补满你们的信心不足。 愿神我们的父和我们的主耶稣一直引导我们到你们那里去。又愿主叫你们彼此相爱的心，并爱众人的心都能增长充足，如同我们爱你们一样。好使你们当我们主耶稣同他众圣徒来的时候，在我们父面前 心里坚固，成为圣洁，无可责备。一齐低头祈祷。Let's pray. 主，我们多谢你喺呢个经文里边咧，你系俾我哋好多嘅鼓励，让我哋系从经文当中学习点样去成长喺我哋嘅生命里边。靠你用你嘅教导咧，今日去教导我哋，系让我哋更加喺神你嘅里边咧系蒙福。我哋多谢主，听佢祷告，奉耶稣名求。Amen. 今天我们看这个帮助属灵生命成长的祝福。 So this morning we're going to be looking at blessings to help you grow spiritually. 刚刚这个看到三个祝福。 And I see three areas that we need to grow. 第一个祷告生活要成长。 First is we need to grow in our prayer life. 第二就是信主的心要增加。 And our faith in the Lord needs to expand. 第三就是爱的行动要增长。 And our love for others needs to grow. 所以我们先来看祷告生活的成长。 So let's look first at our prayer life and how we can grow in our prayer life. 我们记得上个礼拜我们看过保罗呢，就是好想回去帖撒罗尼迦。 And last week we saw that Paul wanted to go back to Thessalonica. 但是他回不去呢，因为有好多的拦阻。 And he couldn't go back because there are many obstacles. 于是呢，他就打发提摩太去探他。 跟住提摩太探咗就翻嚟， so he sent Timothy to see them, and Timothy went and he came back. 提摩太翻嚟嘅时候就报一个好信俾佢听， and when Timothy came back, he gave him good news. 佢帖撒罗尼迦啲信徒咧站起嚟，系成长继续去爱主， and he said the Thessalonians are growing in Christ, they're standing firm, and they're continuing in the Lord. 于是保罗咧喺第8节佢话：你们若靠主站得立得稳，我们就活了。 And so in verse 8, Paul says, you know, that you're standing firm in the Lord, then it's my life.
你有没有试过很心挂挂一个人？有没有试过很紧张关心他？
Have you ever been really worried and anxious over somebody? 你很想去，你担心他的生涯，跟着你收到消息，他平安了，舒服了，放松了。 And then, you know, you're really worried about him, and then you get news and word that he's safe and everything, and then you just, oh, it's okay, right?
保罗就系咁样，听到帖撒罗尼加嗰个消息，啊，放心啊，啊，我没了，你哋成长，你哋站立得稳，我就开放心。
And so Paul's like that. He heard that they're standing firm, they're growing in Christ, and he says, that's my life. I'm okay now.
有时咧，我哋紧张关心一个人，心挂挂，我哋系知道佢好事，放心算数。
And sometimes when we hear that somebody's growing and is okay, and we think, okay, it's okay, I don't need to worry about him anymore.
但是保罗呢，他不是这样的。保罗呢，就在第十节，你看他怎么做。
But Paul wasn't like that. Look what Paul did in verse 10.
保罗呢，听到他的消息，听到他好呢，他没有算的，他继续怎么样呢？在第十节说，我们昼夜切切的祈求，要见你们的面，饱满你们信心的不足。
Paul said that they were praying night and day that they could see them, that they could meet that which is lacking in their faith.
保罗呢，就听到消息，他站立得稳，应该放心，哎，不用再为他祈祷，搞定了，再去做其他事，是
You know, if it was me, I'd say, well, Paul, you know, he's heard the good news, they're growing in Christ, you know, I don't have to worry about him anymore, I can put that down and get on with my other business.
是吗？但保罗不是，他听到他站立得稳，他做什么？继续为他祷告。
But what did Paul do? He heard that they were growing in Christ, he continued to pray for them.
弟兄姊妹，这个一个我们新年期间在整年在整个生命我们要学一个功课。
This is a lesson that we need to learn in the new year, or we need to learn all the whole year or through our whole life.
祷告有效
，prayer works.
祷告有力量
，prayer is powerful.
你得要祷告
，you need to pray.
你要不停祷告
，you need to continue to pray.
你是需要是时时刻刻祷告
You need to pray unceasingly.
你知道少祷告是少力量，多祷告是多力量，没有祷告是怎样？没力量。
If you pray a little, you've got a little bit of strength. If you pray a lot, you've got a lot of strength. And if you don't pray, you have no strength.
我们需要学祷告的功课，我们需要学保罗去祷告。
We need to learn how to pray. We need to learn from Paul how to pray.
他听到的消息，应该放心。哎，不要理他，继续做其他事。但是他不是，他继续祷告。
He heard the news that they're okay. He should have gone on and done his other business, but he didn't. He continued to pray for them.
你需要为你身边的人祷告，你需要为你的亲戚祷告，你需要为你的街坊祷告，为自己祷告。
You need to pray for your friends. You need to pray for your relatives. You need to pray for your people around you, and you need to pray for yourself.
我们不要灰心，不要放弃，祷告有用。
Don't give up. Don't get discouraged. Prayer works.
保罗为他祷告，他可以站立得稳。继续为祷告，可以继续站稳。
Paul prayed for them, and they became strong. He continues to pray for them. They can continue to be strong.
好多时呢，我哋祈祷，我哋开始灰心，系咪？我哋觉得，哎，冇用嘅神唔听啊。
So often we pray and we start to get discouraged. We think God doesn't hear our prayers.
但我话你听，神听祷告，祷告有效。
But I tell you, God hears your prayers. Prayer works. It's effective.
我哋要继续做神嘅工，我哋需要继续祷告。
To continue to do God's work, we need to continue to pray.
你睇佢呢度咧有一样嘢系好平衡嘅，保罗佢祷告同埋神嘅教导系要平衡。
Paul has something that's very balanced in his life: prayer and teaching the word of God.
因为我哋需要两样嘢先至成长。
We need both so that we can grow in Christ.
有需要咧学圣经，亦都需要祷告。
We need to learn the word of God, and we need to pray.
如果单单系学圣经冇祷告咧，你系有光系冇力。
If you only learn the Bible and you don't pray, you've got the light of the word, but you don't have the power.
如果你单单祷告冇学圣经，你有力量，但你冇光。
And if you only pray but you don't read the Bible, then you have power, but you and zeal, but you have no light.
我们需要平衡，我们需要两样都去做嘅。如果我哋系做教会主学导师啊，团契导师，你要为你所服侍嘅人祷告。
And if you're a Sunday school teacher or working ministering to other people, you need to pray for those that you're working for.
因为祷告有效。保罗呢，佢系做一样嘢呢，发现到系好真实呢，因为佢祷告呢，佢系睇到神工作。
And we see from prayer that Paul learned that prayer is practical and it is effective.
那保罗呢，佢系有另外两方面俾我哋睇佢嘅祷告生活。There
are two things about Paul's prayer that we need to learn.
第一，你睇佢几时祷告。
When did he pray?
呢度话佢系昼夜祷告。
Here it says he prayed night and day, 系咪？
如果你系同其他经文里边咧，好似提摩太前书话佢系昼夜不断祷告，或者系嗰个西书话佢常常祷告，或者不住的想念。
If you look at other passages like in 1 Timothy or Colossians, Paul says that he prayed unceasingly, or he prayed always. He continually prayed.
我想问你，你祷告呢，可唔可以不停祷告啊？
Can you pray unceasingly?
我而家讲紧道，系咪祷告啊？
I'm preaching now, am I praying?
我哋点样去不住祷告？我哋好多时个观念咧，祷告系乜嘢？耷低头，掀埋眼，擘埋手仔，感谢主，奉耶稣名求，阿门。
You know, we often think that prayer, you know, we bow our head, close our eyes, hold our hands, and you know, thank you in Jesus' name.
但是祷告，如果你这样，可不可以不住祷告啊？
But if that's what prayer is, can you pray unceasingly doing that?
你上班上学，驾车，你这样祈祷，你撞车，撞死人啊。
And if you're going to school, you know, driving your car, and you pray with your eyes closed, you're going to crash, you know?
不住祷告，常常祷告，昼夜祷告，是应该怎样做？
So how do we pray unceasingly, constantly, day and night?
保罗呢，佢就系咁样做。我相信佢唔系净系讲话系，我相信佢真系做到出嚟。
I believe that Paul didn't just say he was doing it. I believe that he was actually doing it.
可能要先问祷告系乜嘢。
Maybe we need to first ask, what is prayer?
祷告呢，好简单，系你同神讲话。
You know, prayer is so simple. It's you talking to God.
是不是?
其实不是。
祷告不是你跟神讲话,
是你跟神沟通。 Prayer is not you talking to God. It's you and God communicating.
因为祷告应该是双方,
because prayer should be two-way.
我跟神沟通, 我的灵跟神的灵是沟通。
It should be my spirit and God's spirit in communication with each other.
所以祷告呢，唔系一个嘴唇做得到嘅，亦都唔系我哋思想嘅层面做得到。祷告系我哋灵里边做得到。So
prayer is not limited to our mouths and our lips. It's not something we do in our mind. Prayer is from our spirit.
我哋要学习呢，唔系单单用口同埋思想去祷告，我哋用我哋灵里边同神沟通。We
need to learn how to pray not just from our mind and from our lips, but we need to pray from our spirit.
让我们的灵和神的灵是建立关系,
that our spirit and God's spirit can have a relationship.
如果你的灵和神的灵是有这个关系呢, 你可以24小时祷告。
And if you have that spiritual relationship with God, you can pray and communicate with God all day, 24 hours a day.
是不一定要用口讲出来, 但你的灵里面和神是沟通紧。
Maybe your mouth is not moving and you're not speaking the words, but your spirit is in fellowship with God.
那个就是真正的祷告。
That is what true prayer is.
所以保罗是他有这个功课，他知道他的灵和神的灵是接近，是关心，是有这个关系。
And he knows that Paul knew that his spirit with God, being in fellowship with God, that was true prayer.
其实有时如果这样灵，你的灵和神的灵是这样关系呢，你不用说话的。但你做这些事的时候，你见到这些事发生，你可以不停跟神在你的心灵里面
係同神溝通緊，講緊啊神祝福呢個人，神係幫到呢個人，啊神解決呢件事。
You know, if you have that spiritual relationship with God, as you're going out throughout the day and you see things happening around you, your spirit can be in fellowship with God. You can see things happening. You can be praying in your spirit, saying, "Lord, bless this person. Lord, solve this problem. Lord, take care of this situation."
你可以揸车，你可以巴士。有人话我坐巴士我祈祷嘅。Some people say, "Yeah, I pray when I'm on the bus." 我求神俾我个位坐嘅。I pray that God will give me a place to sit down.
应该祈祷，趁呢啲机会，好机会咧，就可以喺心灵里边同神祈祷嘅。
We should take advantage of these good times when we don't have anything else to do, standing on a bus, that we can pray in fellowship with God.
你可以喺个半个钟头嘅行程嘅时候，你可以喺心灵里边系为好多人祈祷。
Just think, standing on the bus, praying in your spirit for all the people and all the needs that you have throughout the day for that half an hour, you can get a lot done.
系咪？所以我哋要学保罗系时时祈祷。
So we need to learn from Paul how to pray continuously, unceasingly.
保罗呢啊，仲有一样嘢呢，系佢嘅祷告里边我哋可以学。
And there's something else that we can learn from Paul's prayer life.
佢讲到呢个系啊切切的祷告。
He said that he prayed earnestly.
有些经文是讲到迫切祷告或者恳切祷告。
Some scriptures say that, you know, he was urgent, sincere, earnest prayer.
迫切、恳切、切切，大同小异，是不是？
These are very similar to be urgent, to be earnest, to be sincere.
即是说是很认真、很积极。
It means that we're really serious, that we're aggressive.
我想一般学生呢最迫切祈祷的时候是考试之前，是吧？
I think most students are probably the most urgent in their prayers before their exam time.
可能我们有听到消息，医生说我们有病，跟着很迫切祈祷，考试医治我！
And then we get really urgent when we hear the news from the doctor that we've got a disease, you know, and we pray, "God, heal me!"
但是保罗呢，他是次次祷告，是这么迫切。
But Paul was earnest in all of his prayers.
他为了帖撒罗尼迦个基督徒个生命嘅成长系迫切祷告。
He was earnest and sincere as he prayed for the Thessalonians that they would grow in Christ.
我哋要学呢个嘅迫切祷告。是为别人，亦都为自己这样迫切。
We need to learn how to pray sincerely and earnestly for other people and for ourselves.
好多时我们祈祷，我们开始灰心、失望，觉得神不听祷告。
So often we pray and we start to give up, we lose hope, we get discouraged.
我们要继续祷告，不要灰心。
We need to continue to pray and not be discouraged.
我学到一个重要的功课，就从保罗身上。
I've learned a good lesson from Paul.
因为你睇到保罗佢想翻去帖撒罗尼迦去唔到，于是佢就祷告，系咪
？We know that Paul wanted to go to Thessalonica, but he couldn't go, so he prayed.
我嘅性格呢，我见到有啲事要做嘅时候呢，我第一时间要动手自己解决。
In my flesh, when I see something that needs to get done, I want to step out and just get it done. I want to do it myself.
於是呢，我見到問題，見到有啲嘅需要呢，我就想行動嚟解決。
So when I see a problem, when I see a situation, I just want to take action and solve it.
但係好多時呢，如果我哋係用我哋嘅方法解決呢，我哋可能做錯。
But so often, if we use our wet methods to solve a problem, we might do it in the wrong way.
保罗在这件事呢，他去不到帖撒罗尼迦，他没办法自己动手做。
And so Paul, in this situation, he couldn't go to Thessalonica, so he couldn't solve anything on his own.
他学一个功课，我做不到，交托给耶稣。
He learned a great lesson. I can't do it, I give it to God.
是不是？我们要学这个功课，有什么事发生的时候，你先唔好动手，你系祷告。
We need to learn that no matter what happens, you don't take action first, you step and you pray first.
因为我们要相信祷告呢是动耶稣的手，当耶稣的手行动呢，佢做嘅嘢你做唔到。
We need to believe that prayer will move the hand of God, and God can do things that you cannot do.
你信唔信？
所以我们祷告神，是祷告是会叫神要动祂的手。有首歌你都会识唱啊，祷告做的事我不能做，当我祷告，我要动神的手。
Like that song that we sing so often says that prayer moves the hand of God. That there's, I can't do it, but when I pray, God's hand will move.
我们是想动手，我们想解决，我们祷告靠神解决。跟住或者神会感动我们，教我们怎样做。
Maybe after, you know, when we can't, we don't take action first. First we take prayer action. We pray, we give it to God. Maybe then God will give us wisdom on what we should do, but we need to pray first.
我们需要祷告先，仰望神。我们看第二方面呢，我们信心，信主的心要增加。
Let's look at the second point here that Paul had, his faith has to grow.
如果你看回这个第十节下半节，你见到，
if you look back in verse 6, at the second, at verse 10, in the second part of verse 10, you see it.
第十节， 我再读一次，我们昼夜切切地祈求，要见你们的面，补满你们信心的不足。
And Paul said that I'm praying night and day that we can see you again, that we can meet that which is lacking in your faith.
他的补满，即是补足他的不足。
And so he wants to meet the needs that is lacking.
即是你不要以为保罗在批评他的。
Don't think that Paul is criticizing them.
保罗已经是为了他的信心站立得稳，很兴奋。
Paul is already so excited and praising God because they're standing firm.
那为什么说他有不足？
And so why is Paul saying that they have a need, that they're lacking?
一个好事实的，你一定要接受，我们所有人都有不足。
It is just an honest truth that you and I have to admit and accept. Every one of us is lacking.
你知唔知？ 无论你成长信主几耐，你都有不足嘅地方。
No matter how long you've been a Christian, you still have areas that you're lacking.
我信耶稣40年嘅，我都有不足嘅地方。你唔信，你问司母。
I've been a Christian for 40 years, and I still have areas in my life that I'm lacking. If you don't believe me, ask my wife.
我哋有不足嘅地方。 所以保罗他祷告，他希望去到他当中是补满他的不足。
So Paul had a desire that he could go and meet the, what their needs, what is lacking in their life.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很好的心。如果你每次见到其他人，你有这个心，我希望是能够祝福他，教导他，安慰他，建立他，鼓励他，哇，你就补满人家的不足。
If you have this desire in your heart that every time you meet with other people, you have a reason in your heart that you want to be an encouragement to them, you want to teach them, you want to be a help to them, you want to be a comfort to them, you want to be a blessing to them, well, then you're going to be a great person.
So
often in our life, we think, oh, I want people to come and be helping me and be a blessing to me. But Paul's attitude was the reverse. He wanted to be a blessing to other people.
Am I? 如果我们有这个心，我要补满别人的不足，你就是一个好的目标。
And if you have that in your heart, that you want to meet that which is lacking in other people, then that's a great goal to have.
但保罗呢，他知道他不足的地方是信心方面。
But Paul knew that what they were lacking in was faith.
你的信心够不够坚定啊？
Is your faith strong enough this morning?
可能保罗呢，他知道他铁撒罗尼加得几个礼拜嘅，他其实喺几个礼拜可以学得几多呢？
Paul was only in Thessalonica for a couple of weeks. Now, how much can you learn and retain in a couple of weeks?
于是他知道他真的有好多不足之处。
And so he knew that they had a lot of places that they needed to grow.
但我们都需要是花时间学习的话语，是自己的信心方面，是成长，是吗？
But even us, we need to spend time and learn and grow from God.
我自己都是继续是成长，所以我会在网上读书，好像上几个礼拜回美国又开会，又是听很多，又是补足我很多的不足。
I need to continue to grow. That's why I'm taking classes online. That's why I went back to the conference a couple of weeks ago and I learned and retained and grew.
我们是要谦卑在神的面前，不停有这个心，主要我需要听你的教导，我需要从你有学习。
We need to have a humble heart before God and constantly come before the Lord and say, Lord, teach me. I need to learn from you.
我在美国的时候呢， 有啲人同我講，嘿牧師，我已經唔想再翻教會，我因為我聽過好耐，我已經係我喺屋企聽收音機算啦。When
I was in the United States, I heard some people come to me and say, Pastor, you know, Rusty, I don't want to go to church anymore. I've been a Christian so long, you know, I know it all. I'll just stay at home and listen to the radio.
弟兄姊妹，咁樣就唔掂喎。我哋要每次聽到就開放個心，有神教導我哋。 我们需要教会生活，彼此之间有这个肢体生活。You know,
we need to open our hearts, and every time we come to learn afresh from God, that He can speak to our spirits, and we need the fellowship with the saints.
我感谢主，每次我听别人讲道，我都是有好多得着。就算我睇过经文十几廿次、一百次，有别人分享，好似求叔今日讲嘅诗篇一样，我哋可以重新学习。
I praise God that even if whenever I hear somebody teaching, God always speaks to me afresh from His Word. And even if we've read the passage 100 times, we can continue to learn anew from it.
我们需要继续寻求神，是成长，是信心方面。
We need to continue to grow in faith. Now,
保罗呢，就关心他，不是关心他平不平安，不是关心他有没有喜乐。
Paul was not so concerned if they were in safety and peace or if they were joyful.
他最担心他呢，就是信心有没有成长。
What Paul was most concerned about was, are they growing in the faith?
你今天有没有紧张自己信心里面有没有成长？
Are you concerned about, are you growing in the faith this morning?
我们信心里面成长是很重要，因为如果我们从神的信心建立成长，我们会有喜乐，会有平安，会有其他，也不用怕。
You know, it's so important that we grow in the faith, because as our faith grows and we grow closer to God, we will have peace, we will have joy, and we don't have to worry about the other things.
我发现到呢，呢次即系靠埋新堂嘅时候呢，我信心系学咗好多嘢，成长好大。
And through this whole process of looking for a new church and buying a building, I think my faith has expanded immensely.
以前我未谂过呢，我哋去落订嘅时候，俾40万嘅支票个地产，我手都震啊！哇，40万，我未试过揸住咁大金额嘅支票。
And when we gave the $400,000 deposit for the new building, and I'm holding this check in my hand, I'm shaking. I've never held this much money in my hand at one time before.
但呢个只不过系十分一个400万、435万个价钱。
But that's only 10% of the $4,350,000,
right?
And our faith has expanded that we can trust God for such a big amount of money. In my flesh, I can't trust God for that much money, but praise God, He's expanding us.
神会不停系俾你可以系信心成长，你知唔知？
God is going to let your faith grow.
因为信心系好似肌肉，你知唔知？
Faith is like a muscle.
你需要去运用佢，佢先至会成长。
You need to use your faith for it to grow.
我做几年前做手术喺个手啦，跟住我系几个月要康复，又要做物理治疗。我嘅右手不嬲系大只过左手，但系我康复嘅时候，我嘅右手缩到一半。 A few years ago, I had an operation on my hand, and I had to go through physical therapy for a few months. And I've always been stronger in my right arm than in my left arm, but because of this, I couldn't exercise, and my right arm became half the size of my left arm.
我睇自己嘅鏡裏邊，哇！我右手咁有條，我左手又咁大隻，我不嬲係右手係大隻過左手。
I'm looking at myself in the mirror, and my right arm is so skinny, and my left arm is big, and my right arm is always bigger than my left arm.
因為我冇運動，我冇運用個肌肉，佢萎縮。
Because I didn't use a muscle, and the muscle atrophied.
經過幾年時間。 終於我右手可以同左手平衡翻，未去翻以前嘅力度。
And after a few years, praise God, my right arm is now back almost to the level of my left arm, but it's not what it used to be.
信心係咁，我哋要運用我哋嘅信心，我哋要信心經得考驗，越經得考驗就會越強。
And so we need to exercise our faith, and our faith has to be tested, and the more we exercise it and it's tested, then it will get stronger.
所以神会给你一些情况，是给你经历，是给你的信心可以成长。
So God's going to give you situations that you can experience, so your faith is going to grow.
你知不知? 但这些经历你可能当时不喜欢。
But those experiences, you probably don't like them.
因为有时我们信心要成长、运用信心的时候，遇到那些事呢，是不开心的。
Because so often, what we have to exercise faith to overcome, that our faith can grow, we face a situation that we don't like.
是不是炒鱿鱼? 是不是失业? 是不是家庭有问题? 是不是健康? 是不是临班?
Maybe we get laid off from our job. Maybe we lose our job. Maybe we have family problems. Maybe we fail the class.
神会给我们很多的经历，让我们去运用我们的信心。
And God will give you many opportunities so you can exercise your faith.
你的祷告，靠神祝福我。神就祝福你，让你学习成长。
And God will, you pray and say, God bless me. And God will let you be blessed. He'll give you opportunities so you can grow.
你要成长就要运用信心，就要面对困难。
And so the way that you grow is by exercising your faith and meeting obstacles and then overcoming them.
大家有没有这些经历?
Have you ever experienced that?
我有很多。
I've experienced it a lot.
所以神是要我们信心成长，补足我们的不足。
And so God wants our faith to grow and that we can overcome those areas that we're lacking.
第三方面呢，你睇11节至到12节。
But look in verse 11 and 12 at the third thing.
11节，愿神我们的父和我们的主耶稣一直引领我们到你们那里去。 又愿主叫你们彼此相爱的心，并爱众人的心都能增长充足，如同我们爱你们一样。爱的行动要增长。
The actions of love need to grow.
你知道呢，我们信耶稣，我们的祷告成长。
会影响我们的信心大一点，我们的信心大一点，我们的爱心也都可以成长。 You know that as we grow in our prayer life, the more we pray, the more we learn how to pray in fellowship with God, the more faith we have. The more faith we have from fellowshiping with God, the more love we have.
为什么呢? 为什么越亲近神会越有爱心呢?
Why is it that the closer we get to God, we get more love?
你知不知道原因?
因为神就是爱。 Because God is love.
神就是爱, 我们爱, 因为神先爱我们。
God is love, and we love because God first loved us.
我们未认识神的时候, 我们的爱是不同的。
Before you believe in God, before you believe in Jesus, your love is different.
人的爱呢, 是有限, 人的爱有条件。 人的爱有瑕疵，人的爱呢是自我为中心。
Man's love is limited. Man's love has requirements. Man's love is imperfect.
神的爱呢, 是无限, 无条件.
God's love is perfect and endless and without requirements.
神是爱我们, 是白白的爱我们.
And God loves us. He loves us freely.
人的爱呢, 是交易的. 我为你做这些, 你为我做那些, 我就爱你.
Man's love has conditions that if you do this for me, then I'll love you.
神的爱是无条件.
God's love doesn't have conditions.
祂是无条件地爱你.
He loves you unconditionally.
所以我们越亲近神，越接近神， 我们越经历神的爱.
So the closer you draw to God, the more you experience God's love.
应该是的咯. 但是当是一个杯这样计,
let's look at our life like a cup.
如果我们的心是一个杯,
将神的爱倒下去的杯的时候, 倒满的时候是怎样? Let's say that your life is a cup and you pour God's love into this cup of your heart and it gets full, then what's going to happen?
如果满了的时候继续倒满, 神的爱下去会发生什么事?
And if your cup gets full and you keep pouring the love into it, what's going to happen to it?
有人知道? 满了继续倒水下去会发生什么事?
It's full and you keep pouring water into it, what's going to happen?
倒水是吗? 流出来吗?
It's going to overflow and start flowing out.
你的生命是这样, 当你开放个心, 神的爱进去的时候, 你是满了神的爱就从你那里流出来给别人。
And so that's what happens with God's love. God's love goes into your heart, He fills up your cup overflowing, and that love starts going out to other people.
Alright? 所以你越亲近神，在祷告里面越有信心。 因为越有信心，你越经历神的爱，就可以更加爱别人。
So the closer you draw to God in prayer, the greater your faith will be. The greater your faith is, and you experience God's love more, the more love you have in your heart, and that love's going to go out to other people.
是吗? 是事实的。 真的。 你可以问自己的经历来知,
it's true. You can look at your own life experience and you know it's true.
我信耶稣之前是自我为中心斤斤计较的。
Before I became a Christian, I was self-centered and just, you know, caring about everything in myself.
信耶稣之后开始学习关心别人爱别人。
But after becoming a Christian, I started to learn how to love and think about other people's needs.
是吗? 信耶稣之前人家得罪我会怎样啊? 你又持你行你一生一世。
Before becoming a Christian, somebody comes against me and wrongs me. What's going to happen, man?
I'll hate you for life.
是吗?
信耶稣之后怎样? 圣灵感动责备，算数啊，宽恕佢啊。
After becoming a Christian, then the Holy Spirit speaks to your heart and says what? Forgive him, let it go, put it down.
是吗? 我们信耶稣之后，耶稣教我们怎么样去包容，怎么样爱人，怎么样宽恕。
After becoming a Christian, the Lord teaches us how to love others, how to forgive, how to let go of those things, and how to forbear and care for other people.
因为我们亲近神，神的爱充满我们。
Because we draw closer to God, God's love fills our heart.
弟兄姊妹，这个是保罗的祷告的，是愿神的爱充满你，以致你可以彼此相爱。
That's what Paul's prayer is, that you can come close to God and that you can love one another.
若按自己的力量呢，我们做不到。
And if we try and do it in our own strength, we can't do it.
我按自己的力量，我爱不到人呢。
我是丑陋的人，你又是丑陋。 丑陋的人怎么可以爱丑陋的人? I can't love you in the flesh. I mean, I'm a ugly guy, and you guys are not that beautiful. And how can an ugly person love other ugly people, right?
但如果我们在主的爱里面，我们看神看我们是宝贵，神是说你是宝贵、美丽。
因为神爱我们，我们去彼此相爱。 But when we're in Christ, then God says, you're precious, you're beautiful, and God changes me to be beautiful, and you're beautiful, and we can love each other in the beautiful love of God.
但不是自己做，是神的爱改变我们。
But it's not doing it in our flesh.
有一个牧师，他经常帮未婚夫妇，即是情侣，即是婚前辅导。
There's a pastor who always asks young couples who come to him for marriage counseling.
他问那个男人，如果你结咗婚两个礼拜之后，你太太撞车，即系成身瘫痪，你会唔会继续日日爱佢？
He says, okay, now you're going to get married. Let's say you get married and your wife gets in a car accident and is paralyzed for the rest of her life. Are you still going to love her every day?
其实，哇！如果中国人咁样问咧，哇！你咒我哋啊，即系捞死你啊嘛！It's
Chinese pastor, you know, everyone. 哇！You're cursing me, man.
但个事实就系咁样嘅，真爱喺困难里边会增加。True
love is strengthened in trouble.
迷恋式嘅浪漫式嘅爱咧，经唔得起考验。
唔经得起考验。 But romantic love doesn't stand the test of difficulties. It's shallow and will disappear.
如果浪漫式嘅爱喺困难里边会消失，真正嘅爱困难会令到佢加强。
So true love is strengthened in difficulties. False love will disappear in difficulties.
弟兄姊妹，困难 来的时候，系俾我哋经得考验，更加彼此相爱。
And so when we go through difficulties in our life, that's that we can face the difficulties and become stronger and love each other better.
如果我哋喺困难里边面对一啲嘅事，我哋会发现到真爱先至发出。
And when we face difficulties, that's when we see true love is really given out.
帖撒罗尼迦啲教会啲人咧，佢系逼迫底下，佢面对困难。
但在困难里面，他彼此相爱。And the Thessalonians, they were at that time facing persecution, but in their persecution, they were loving each other.
在困难的时候，人会有两个反应：一就是畏缩，起蹦墙，保护自己；二呢？
系起桥梁，用爱心更加帮佢身边嘅人。 You know, when we're facing troubles and difficulties, we can have one of two responses. The first is that we build walls around ourselves, try to protect ourselves, and hide behind our wall. And the second response is we build bridges, reaching out to other people, and sharing the love of God with those around us.
你是想做一个起蹦墙那个人，还是起桥梁那个人?
Who do you want to be? The person building walls or building bridges?
如果你面对困难，你面对压力的，你可以感恩赞美你祷告，神会给你的信心是加强，你就可以更加用这个情况更加表达爱心。
And if you're facing difficulties and trials today, you can praise God for it because maybe this is a situation you can learn how to pray more earnestly. Your faith can be strengthened and you can grow in it and you can learn how to build bridges and love others through it.
弟兄姊妹，困难对我们有益处，是吗？
Trials are good for us. They bless us.
所以爱心要有行动才会增长。
So love needs to have action before it can grow.
我哋爱唔系一个感觉，唔系一个嘅，即系抽象一样嘢。Love
is not just a feeling; it's not this abstract thing that's out there.
爱咧系行动。Love
is action.
爱系实际。Love
is practical.
我哋喺爱心增加嘅时候，我哋系用神嘅爱去爱别人，就系宽恕、包容、接纳。
And so the love of God is action. And the more we love God, the more we can forgive, accept, and overlook the faults of other people.
我们最后的节,13节,
in the closing in verse 13,
好使你们当我们主耶稣同他同众圣徒来的时候, 在我们父神面前,心里坚固, 成为圣洁, 无可责备。
Verse 13 is when Jesus comes with all the saints in glory and stand in the front of God, that we can be strong, holy, without blame, blameless before God.
保罗呢,帖撒罗尼迦, 很多地方是讲到末世耶稣回来。
In 1 Thessalonians, Paul constantly keeps reminding us about the second coming of Jesus Christ in the end times.
在这里讲到,在这个结尾,是一件好事,
and here at the end of this chapter, he's reminding us again, it's so good.
因为我们知道,我们是会有一天和耶稣一起回来,
because we know that one day when Jesus comes back, we will come back with the saints.
我们是能够被建立,我们可以成为圣洁,和
无可责备, and we can stand firm, and we can be holy, and we can be without blame.
我想问你,人怎可以站立,怎可以成圣,怎可以无可责备?
How can you stand firm, be holy, and be without blame?
只有一个原因,
there's only one reason.
不是因为你好,不是因为你叻,不是因为你得,
and it's not because you're good, it's not because you're wonderful, it's not because you're great.
只有一个原因,是因为耶稣为我们死十字架。
The only reason is because Jesus died for us on the cross.
是吗?
耶稣的宝血,宽恕赦免我们的罪, and the blood of Jesus forgives us of all sin.
因为耶稣的宝血,洗干净我们的心,
当耶稣回来的时候,我们是和他一起,神看我们, 无可责备。 It's because Jesus has forgiven our sins that when we stand before the throne room of God on Judgment Day, God looks at you and without blame.
为什么你无可责备?因为耶稣担当你的罪,耶稣为你承受惩罚。
And the reason you're without blame is because Jesus took your sin upon Him and He took the blame upon Himself.
所以我们信耶稣,
我们是得到耶稣的宽恕赦免,变成圣洁,无可责备. So when we receive Jesus, we receive His forgiveness, we become holy, we become without blame.
你知道你现在应该圣洁,
you know that you should be holy.
前几个礼拜,我在美国,Pete牧师在这里讲到,你要圣洁,因为我是圣洁, 是吗?
A few weeks ago when I was in the United States, Pastor Pete preached that you need to be holy because I am holy.
但是耶稣洗到我们圣圣,
but it's Jesus' blood that causes us to be holy.
无可责备。
你看周围,你说,你无可责备。
Look around you and tell the people around you, you are blameless. 因为你信耶稣,你是无可责备。
Because you are blameless if you believe in Jesus today.
那我看自己,我知道我很多责备的地方,
I look at myself and I see that I have a lot of areas that I can accuse myself of.
我知道我有罪,
I know that I have sin.
但我们有三样东西是很紧要的,我们要记得,
but there are three things that we need to remember.
我们是主里边,耶稣宽恕我们,所以神看你是圣洁。
You know that because you're in Christ, God looks at you as holy.
可能第二样东西,我们的日常生活,我们知道我们犯罪,我们觉得我们不圣洁,但我们每一天认罪悔改,神来宽恕我们。
But maybe practically in our daily life, we know that we sin and we don't feel holy, so we repent and we ask God to forgive our sin.
但到耶稣回来那天,我们是天上,我们真真正正,我们的经历和神看我们的位置,我们就是圣圣。
But when Jesus comes back in glory and we stand with God in heaven, that day, our experience and the way that God looks at us in Christ, we are positionally and reality, we are holy.
弟兄姊妹,
在耶稣里面我们是无可责备，感谢主。So praise God that we are without blame in Christ. 所以今天呢，祷告生活要成长，信主的心要增加，爱的行动要增长。So this morning as we look at this, our prayer life needs to grow. We need to grow in our faith, and our love needs to grow. Our actions of love need to grow.
愿神帮我们在这个新年期间，在整个年到黑都是可以经历到神，可以在主里面成长。
And may God help us during the Chinese New Year, or even throughout the whole year, that we can grow in Christ.
一起低头祈祷。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们多谢你，因为你的爱激励我们，我们可以成长。神，我求你真的给我们学习怎样祷告，不要灰心，怎样去更加积极迫切去祷告。主，求你给我们的信心去真的成长，与我们是信心里面是补满我们一切的不足。神，更加靠你，让我们的爱心去增长，让我们爱弟兄姊妹的心，彼此相爱的心可以更加充足，因为主，我们跟随你。所以多谢主，愿意你祝福带领，我们奉耶稣名求， Amen。